And Joanne Fox sits down across from me right now with a look at this week's list of upcoming events. Joanne Fox from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City, and it's time for Cultural Continuum. Hey there, Joanne.
Hey there, Steve.
It was very, very cold yesterday. Hopefully not quite so cold today, but the 39th University of Okoboji Winter Games got underway yesterday, and that'll be ongoing through today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Various locations throughout the Iowa Great Lakes. Wintertime events from broom ball. They've got a big kite flying event, like great big huge kites. The polar plunge. They've got something this year called Mega Snow Pong, which sounds exciting. And many others, too numerous to mention. If you would like a complete list of all the things that they have, lots of live music, they've got live comedy, I think there's a chili feed and a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, tons
of
stuff.
So much stuff. Go to U of O, as in University of Okoboji, wintergames.com.
Closer to home, Lamb Arts Regional Theater will present Disney's Aladdin Jr., and that will be going through Sunday. Aladdin Jr. is a classic Disney tale of Aladdin who is down on his luck until he discovers a magic lamp with a genie who has the power to grant three wishes. Times and tickets can be found at lambtheater.com.
And Sioux City Community Theater is heading into the final weekend of Rumors. You can see that show tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30. Or there's one remaining show that'll be the Sunday matinee, and that's at 2 o'clock. Rumors is a two-act farce, which shows a wedding anniversary gone wrong due to confusion and miscommunication.
Up north, the Dickinson County Nature Center will host Family Nature Night. That's tonight. It's at 7 p.m. The event will feature an astronomy talk in the outdoor amphitheater, a night hike, and so much more. Pre-registration is encouraged for Family Nature Night, so enough materials are available for all participants. The event is free and open to the public, and again, up at the Dickinson County Nature Center.
And also to the north of the metro area, Northwestern College's Heritage Singers Chamber Choir will perform a night at the opera tonight and tomorrow night. Both shows will be at 7:30, and they will both be held at the England Proscenium Theater at the DeWitt Theater Arts Center. The two-hour-long comedy opens with the death of a wealthy landowner whose relatives have gathered in anticipation of their inheritance, only to learn that all the money has been willed to a local charity. Free admission, but advance reservations are required. Just two performances of that show.
The Friends of Lakeside Lab will be hosting Soup and Slide on Saturday. It's going to go from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Lakeside Lab. The event will feature soups, desserts, sledding down the dining hall hill, and a self-guided nature hike of lakeside grounds. Participants should bring their own sleds, as a number of will be available on the campus, but, you know, I wouldn't risk it. Bring your own sled. Families and children of all ages are invited to attend. Lots more information on that at Friends of Lakeside Lab.
The League of Women Voters of Sioux City is holding a legislative town hall. That'll be tomorrow from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at the Sioux City Public Museum. The public is invited to attend and share questions or concerns with their elected representatives. Legislators will be asked to share their legislative priorities for 2019, followed by questions from the audience.
Because it is so cold outside, the Sioux City Public Museum is going to host Architecture Up Close, a Skyway walking tour. That's going to be on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. and leaves from the Sioux City Public Museum. So attendees will discover Sioux City's downtown architecture and history from a unique perspective and the comfort of the Skywalk system. With this 75-minute walking tour, it's led by Tom Munson, the archives manager, and more on that at SiouxCityMuseum.org.
Yes, the Skywalks are heated.
Yes, they are.
Wayne State College is hosting a Honor Band 2019 tomorrow afternoon, beginning at 4:30, and that'll be at Ramsey Theater. After a full day of rehearsals, select high school students will perform the concert.
Orange City Arts is going to be hosting the Evening of Dance, and that's going to be on Saturday. It goes from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Unity Christian Night Center. The 8th annual gathering of local dancers allows students and instructors to showcase their talent and learn from each other. The performance will feature a variety of dance styles under the leadership of dance instructors from six local teams, troupes, and studios. More on that, orangecityarts.net.
And this weekend, the Northwest Iowa Symphony Orchestra will be presenting its Winter Pops Concert. It's called Piano Dreamer. That's the name of the concert. That'll be tomorrow night at B.J. Hahn Auditorium at the Dort College campus in Sioux Center. It will feature composer and pianist and conductor, a triple threat, Jan Mulder, joining the orchestra as the guest artist.
And if you need to make arrangements, that's a 7:30 show, so be sure and allow drive time, because that's really a nice event to take in. Now, closer to home, Vanguard Arts is going to host the performance of Little Red and the Medicated Moose CD release show. That's going to be on Saturday, starts at 8 p.m. Little Red and the Medicated Moose Band is the story about how two awkward bullied kids found each other and fell in love, and they both shared a love for writing, music, and creativity. Visit vanguardarts.com for more information on that event.
Sioux City Public Museum is hosting Show and Tell, Larry Fuller's Toy Collection. That'll be Sunday at 2 p.m. It's held in conjunction with the museum's current exhibit, Christmas Toys Through the Decades. KSCJ radio personality Larry Fuller will share highlights and stories from his years of collecting toys. Attendees are encouraged to bring their own unique, antique, or vintage toys for Show and Tell with insights from the presenter. That is a free event and open to the public.
The Betty Strong Encounter Center will present a slice of American theater history with Step Right Up, The Great Balthasar T. Archimedes, Old Time Medicine Show. That's going to be on Sunday at 2 p.m. The Great Doctor will serve up a comical cure for every ailment from A to Z. By the way, The Great Doctor is Richard Poole, formerly of Briarcliff University. Admission's free, and there will be a reception that follows. More, SiouxCityLCIC.com.
I feel better already. The USD Department of Music will host the Quad Honor Band Concert Monday evening from 7 to 8 at the ELFS Auditorium Slagle Hall at USD on the campus there. Participants in the Quad State Honor Band Festival will present a concert open to the public, and it's free.
The Northwest Iowa group Sierra Club has postponed the program Deep Nature Connection with Chuck Hopp until Tuesday, January 29th. It will start at 6:30 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church basement. Now, Chuck's program is going to include a brief introduction of the book Coyote's Guide to Connecting with Nature and more. Attendees are invited to arrive as early as 5:30 p.m. to enjoy potluck and conversation. The event is free and open to the public. Again, that's on Tuesday, and you can come anytime after 5:30 p.m., but he starts talking at 6:30.
Okay. Morningside College has an exhibit called Static and Dynamic Duos on display through February, and you can see that at the Hickman Johnson Furrow Learning Center on campus. The exhibit will feature works by Terry Parrish McGaffin, Associate Professor of Art and Chair of the Art Department at Morningside. Each of the paintings in the exhibit features images of two people, friends, family, or partners who are dynamic duos. To find out more, go to morningside.edu. And that is all of the time that we have been allotted this morning for Cultural Continuum. If you have an event that you would like us to talk about next time, email it to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. On behalf of my co-host Joanne Fox and Jorge Quesada, who writes all this stuff down for us, wishing you a great morning and a happy weekend, and thanks for tuning in this morning to Cultural Continuum.